Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury in North Idaho. It is October 16th, 2014, and I have the phone Ken Steiner. Ken is the headmaster of John Dewey Academy, a college prep therapeutic boarding school in Massachusetts. Well, good morning. At least it's morning for me. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Lon. Hi.
Hey. Well, glad to have you here, and I want to find out about John Dewey Academy, and why don't you describe, take a couple of minutes, what is unique about John Dewey Academy, or has been unique in the last 20, 30 years it's been around?
Okay. We've been around 28 years. I've been here 25 years. Actually, we've been around 29. I've been here 25 years. I think there's a lot of things that I consider unique about John Dewey. One of the biggest features is that we really are a therapeutic college prep school. And what that means is that 100% of our graduates, since our founding, 100% have gone on to four-year colleges. We have a very, very rigorous academic program. We take academics seriously. The program is built on readiness to be accepted and succeed in college, so it's not an 18-month program or a points-level program or anything like that. You really have to be prepared for college. But we know we're dealing with a special kind of kid. We're dealing with bright kids, and that doesn't just mean a super high IQ. You have to have a reasonable IQ. You have to be bright, but hunger, motivation, work ethic, willingness to learn, ability to be humble enough to learn are all parts of being bright and potential.
You know, two things that struck me, because I visited there three times in the past years, and I was really impressed. I sat in on an English class, and that was at least as good as my college-level classes that I took in the quality of the work. And the other is your emphasis on academics. All the teachers, or this is what I heard several times, all the teachers are PhDs or PhD candidates, a good top quality and on their academics, along with their, and then you chose the kids. You seem to be able to pick out kids. There's a couple, at least that I knew of, that was to be, they were slated for institutionalization for life, and you guys picked them out, saw the potential in them, and turned them around and got them launched onto a good life.
Yeah. I mean, a couple points I want to pick up. First of all, on the faculty, I mean, we do screen kids with academic potential. Our faculty is amazing. They don't all have PhDs, but many of them do. The English class you sat in and was either Anne Blake, who passed away about 10 years ago, or Nancy. Nancy is our current English teacher. She's been with us over 10 years. She's a PhD from Stanford. She's a Rhodes Scholar. She's taught at Middlebury and Smith College. She's absolutely wonderful. Other teachers we have college teaching experience and PhDs. We're not special ed teachers here. They're people who have passion for teaching and passion for their subject matter. And that makes learning fun, makes learning good. Classroom is small, and it ties into the therapeutic aspect. We don't see academics and treatment as separate. I mean, we do a lot of therapy groups. We have therapy components, but we consider academics a big part of the therapy. That success and pride and accomplishment and investment in your life, and for adolescents, school is your mission in life right now.
Okay, let me go on to the next thing, as we have a limited amount of time. But you had mentioned talking with you earlier, you're talking about the new John Dewey Academy. Now, people that know it know that the founder, Tom Bratter, passed away about 2 years ago, and he was such a dominant force, and he was one of these bigger-than-life people. And so there's been some changes, I understand, going on. And so what are some of the changes, and what do you see as the new John Dewey Academy as opposed to the old John Dewey Academy?
It is hard to answer because We're still the same. I mean, it's real interesting. We've been doing a lot of talking. We went through our reaccreditation process with New England Association of Schools and Colleges, and we were reaccredited. And the real issue on that is, how do we preserve the old with moving into the future? We have teachers who have been here a long time, but I'm the only administrative clinician that's been here for a length of time. And we're trying to keep the best of the old and our essential essence while moving into the new. What is our essential essence? Our essential essence is still what got us a bad reputation for a while, is confrontation. The way Tom Brada confronted got us a bad reputation at times. Confrontation is simply raw, direct, unsugar-coated, honest feedback. It always calls for a response. It always calls for dialogue and discussion, and we're emphasizing that more now. That's part of the more new, the discussion and process of our opinion of our confrontation is really more encouraged. We're also incorporating newer and different therapists. I mean, our two new therapists are Eric and Joe Venina. Eric has a lot of experience in wilderness programs. He has training in positive psychology. He has training in emotional growth work, and has worked, in addition to wilderness programs, in public schools. And he's doing a lot of more emotional work, experiential work, positive psychology work. Joe Venina came out of social work school, has worked in a lot of school districts, has worked in New York City with sexual abuse victims, adolescents, and things like that, and is working in a lot of rational emotive stuff also. And when kids come in, they choose their therapist. And
so they have a lot more choices than they would have had before.
They have more choices, and Tom was such a dominant figure that even though, you know, I have been alongside Tom for, I was alongside Tom for about 22 years, and Tom and I have some things in common, but we're also very different. And Tom did let me be me all along, as long as I understood how to work with the overall program, which hasn't changed, of high expectations, belief that kids have the power to change, that we don't view kids as, quote, mentally ill that need medication, and build responsibility and accountability and therefore pride in the accomplishment that students do.
Okay. And I think that
there are a lot of ways to approach that, and yeah, we are doing more diverse ways today than we did in the past.
Okay, well, we've run out of time, but that's, I think, leave it at that. That's very good. And sounds like you've, I think you mentioned earlier, you've pretty much gone through the transition, and now you're continuing to build on that foundation. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Good to have you here, Ken. Thank you for bringing us up to date. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. Been talking with Ken Steiner, the headmaster of the John Dewey Academy in Massachusetts. Thank you very much, Ken.
Thank you, Lon. Good to talk with you.